This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, I know. Nothing came out of the North Korean summit. It was a waste of time. No, Kim Jong-un didn't destroy his nuclear test sites. No, he's not dismantling nuclear missiles. No, we're never going to get the remains back of our fallen soldiers from the North Korean conflict. And, of course, hostilities will continue to persist between North and South Korea. Because you know why? Donald Trump is stupid. He's so stupid. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Of course, I've got a lot of sarcasm when I deal with the left and what they say cannot be accomplished. As I've said before, and I'll say it 1,000 times, how many days does Donald Trump have left in office for his 2 terms? I will say it whatever number of days. It must suck to wake up and be a leftist and understand that the guy that you thought was the smartest guy in the world was really dumb, and the guy that you thought was the dumbest guy in the world is really smart. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. A U.S. Air Force plane carrying what believed to be the remains of U.S. troops killed during the Korean War some 65 years ago arrived Friday morning at Osan Air Base in South Korea. Troops from various nations serving in South Korea under the UNC, that's the United Nations Command, presented an honor guard before the plane as white-gloved troops in different uniforms descended the ramp of the U.S. Air Force C-17, carefully holding cases wrapped in the UN flag. The cases were transferred to silver minivans waiting on the runway. These were the people coming home from North Korea. Oh, wait a minute. Let me just think for a second. Donald Trump's been in office less than 2 years. He's essentially normalized relationship with North Korea to the point that Kim Jong-un says, you know what, I'm going to start shipping your people home that died, because that's the honorable thing for us to do as a show of respect. I know, for the leftists listening to the program, I know. Let me just go ahead and say it for you. If only Barack Obama had had more time, maybe he could have done it. How many terms do you think an idiot would need in order to make this happen? Well, let me give you your answer, Democrat, leftist, progressive scumbags. 50 million lifetimes, and Barack Obama still couldn't have made it happen. Just like he couldn't save Carrier, just like he couldn't get the GDP for a year over 2%, and on and on and on. He couldn't do any of it. What Donald Trump does with ease, Barack Obama cannot do. I know, it hurts. It hurts. I'm going to let you rub a little salve on that wound right now. Let me give you a minute. Do, 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 do. Well, I'm not going to give you a minute, but I'll give you a few seconds. Because you know what? Get your big boy pants on, grow up, and understand that Barack Obama was not nearly the president you think he was. It's okay. It's okay to admit it. I was having this conversation with a buddy of mine, and he says, Kevin, he's a country boy, he says, Kevin, I don't believe these people are ever going to admit it. You know, they won't admit it publicly. They're happy. You know, they're doing a lot with what Donald Trump's doing, and we went through all the different things that he's done. He says, but they're not going to admit it publicly. And I said, oh, no. There are some who are going to admit it publicly. There are some who will get over their shame, because that's what big people do. And they will say, you know what? I'm very sorry that I disagreed with you guys. You know what I was thinking? I was I was trapped in some sort of mind warp where I really believed that Barack Obama was a savior, and I was taught to hate Donald Trump. But you know what? Now that I look at it pragmatically, now that I stop putting the politics in it, and I just look at it for what it is, Donald Trump's amazing. I don't know if you guys got the word, but the economy is booming. We had another quarter where the GDP was well over 4%. Could somebody shut that printer up? The GDP was well over 4.1%. Speaking of which, why do we have the printer in the studio? Did somebody move that here just for shiggles? Because, you know, occasionally it talks. Anyway, back to the radio show. GDP 4.1% against last quarter, what, 4.5? They say this will be the first year that we will solidly have a GDP over 4%, something that Barack Obama said could not happen. He said it would be 2%, the new norm. He also probably didn't think we could get our people back from North Korea. He didn't want to talk to Kim Jong-un. And all these naysayers, oh, they had the summit. It was better for North Korea than it was for us. What do we get out of it? It just really makes North Korea this, that, and the other. Donald Trump got North Korea to come to the negotiating table, sit down with his brother in South Korea, where they spooned together publicly. And I've said it before, I've never seen a dude who we've demonized to such a degree, Kim Jong-un, we always see nothing but his mean pictures. I saw a dude who looked like a kid who had just found out he had a new brother. You know, he was excited. He could not wait to become part of the world. And I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump will be like a big bro to this dude. Eventually, he's going to be like, hey, so Donald, you know, what do you think I should do in the economy? And Trump's going to be, Kim, you want to do this, and then don't let him get in your way for this. And he's going to give him some instructions, and that North Korean economy is going to turn around. And Donald Trump's going to help him. He's going to say, you know what? You guys start making this product, we'll help you. We're going to help you negotiate trade deals and do better for North Korea. I want to see you be successful. A $28 billion economy. That's what North Korea has. Put their economy inside of ours and you lose it in the rounding error of the decimal. $28 billion. Nothing. That isn't the economy of a state in America, not one of our larger states. The level of success we have, we could tell North Korea, I tell you what, we're going to let you deal with just Rhode Island, okay, to get you started. And they couldn't handle it. It would be, pardon me, too big for the economy. Look, this is a win. No matter how the Democrats want to spin this, Donald Trump can say, I brought the remains of our men home, men and women who died in that war. And no matter how the left wants to spin it, this is something that Barack Obama did not make a priority. He didn't care. Leave no man behind. Oh, that's right. Barack Obama was too busy letting people out of Gitmo, trading them for traitors like Bergdahl. He's not focused on our military. We'll be back, folks. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Politics is a blood sport. I'm telling you, you have no idea. If you know your history, certainly Roman history, Caesar actually went to Parthia. After fighting many, many, many wars, coming back to Rome, getting Rome situated, and having to deal with the Senate, Caesar got so fed up with the politics of it all, that he actually said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go start a war. And he actually planned to go to Parthia in order to get out of the politics of Rome. That is a true story. Go look it up. Talk with historians. Caesar, and by the way, this is true of almost all the leaders of the big empires, and specifically the Holy Roman Empire. The politics are so bad. These guys prefer to be on the front battling the Gauls or the Germans or whatever just to get out of the Roman politics. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I got to tell you, though, Donald Trump, I think he sees what he's doing in D.C. as pure fun. It's more than fun to watch all this winning that we were promised. And I'm telling you, we are destroying the left. But I want to have a little fun with you right now. Let's play this clip of Donald Trump talking about winning.
You're going to be so proud of me if I get in. You're going to be so proud of your president, and I don't care about that. But you are going to be so proud of your country, because we're going to turn it around and we're going to start winning again. We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I think people thought when Donald Trump said that he was kidding, that he was, you know, it was just one of those Howard Dean moments that, you know, he's hyping the people up, getting them thinking that he's going to be able to do something so dramatically different than other presidents. And, you know, who is this guy to talk about all this winning? He doesn't know what he's talking about. What's he going to do? What's to say? Wave the magic wand? Well, that's what he's done. And it's so scary for the left. I want you to just put yourself in their position, where these are people who said Donald Trump could not reach 4%. When Donald Trump talked about 4% GDP as a possibility, people looked at this man and said, he must be crazy. Oh, I have it here. Barack Obama, what magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer. Well, he has an answer. Paul Krugman, the New York Times, he said this. So we are very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. Mark Cuban of the Dallas Mavericks. In the event Donald wins, I have no doubt in my mind the market tanks. Now, Barack Obama was the first president ever to not reach a 3% GDP in a year. The first president ever. Donald Trump said 4% growth. The Economist, CNN Money, said no way. If Trump thinks he can get more than 3% growth, he's dreaming. That was the Los Angeles Times. Trump's 3% growth target looks out of reach. The Wall Street Journal. Trump's growth projections leave economists in disbelief. The Hill. The GDP for the second quarter this year is a whopping 4.1%. Fox News. GDP report booming 4.1%. You know. Look, you can be naysayers. You can, and I'm not talking about you. Specifically. I'm talking about the people that want to criticize, it's not going to happen. Well, it is happening. Here was Trump in Missouri recently talking about winning.
If we want America to thrive in the 21st century, then we must stop running from the competition. And instead, we must start totally winning and winning and winning again. Remember what I used to say? We're going to win so much. We're going to win that the people of Missouri are going to go to your governor and they're going to say, Governor, please go see the president. We can't stand winning so much. Remember, I used to say that, right? I used to say it, and that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And then the governor's going to come to that beautiful historic Oval Office. He's going to say to me, Mr. President, the people of Missouri cannot stand all this winning. They don't want to win so much. They love the old way, where they had lousy job numbers, lousy economic numbers, lousy. They loved it. Please, Mr. President, please not. And I'll say, Governor, I don't care what they say in Missouri. We're going to keep winning and winning and winning and winning. Remember?
And here's Ian Bremmer on CNN giving the bad news to Allison Camerota and some others. Check it out.
A lot has changed. A lot has come out. There's been breaking news on our watch every single morning. Can you imagine if you were Michael Cohen, okay, the president's longtime devoted servant, and you watched that Helsinki summit where Donald Trump seemed to defend or support Vladimir Putin more than he ever has since Michael Cohen got in trouble. And now Michael Cohen is speaking, or at least, yeah, he's speaking publicly through his...
Somebody, yeah.
Through somebody.
There's a lot of grist for the mill, but you asked me about the big picture.
Yeah.
So you really want the big picture?
Yeah.
This has been a good week for Trump.
Wow.
I mean, look, we get out of CNN land for just a second.
Give it to us.
And 4% growth in the United States. The Europeans back down on trade. He now looks like a winner on that front. The North Koreans, more progress with remains coming back. And stuff about Michael Cohen. I mean, is he credible? He was Trump's lawyer. If you are a Trump supporter, this is just blah, blah, blah. Now, the Helsinki stuff was really bad for Trump, and he had to walk it back. And the Republicans were hitting him pretty hard for a day. And now he's basically said, okay, I'm not going to do the summit this year after all. I'm not going to recognize Crimea as a part of Russia. Nothing actually happened. We don't know what was in the two-hour private conversation. It's really weird. We'll talk about that a lot, but nobody else is going to. So, I mean, seriously, this has been a good week for Trump.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. That guy says, we got to get out of CNN land for a bit. Notice how Camarada goes, please tell us. Tell us how it's a good week. We don't understand it. We are so jaded. We have one way to look at things. We can't see it. And he says, here it is. And he lays it out as well as you could. I'm sitting there going, that's the way it is. But they don't get it because they're trapped in this cocoon of ignorance, I call it, and they wonder why they're losing. Short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump was holding a joint news conference with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. The president, in his opening remarks, so again, doubled down on his comments regarding our border wall and a government shutdown.
If we don't get border security, after many, many years of talk within the United States, I would have no problem doing a shutdown. It's time we had proper border security. We're the laughingstock of the world. We have the worst immigration laws anywhere in the world.
President Trump did say he would be willing to negotiate his plan, though, for the border wall. Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan would boost government health spending by $32.6 trillion over 10 years, requiring historic tax hikes. The study was done by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University in Northern Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I've been talking about this Professor David Yeagley, who was giving this speech about the over-dramatization, if you will, of the left, about the Native Americans and the Indians, when in fact they're just using the Indians to promote socialism, the same way they've used blacks to promote socialism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So we've gone from, you know, we conquered the Indians, which every land there has been a conqueror. Everyone. I don't know. I'm not going to go through the history of it, but go look at Scandinavia. Somebody conquered it. You know, different tribes, different this, that, and the other. And it became what it became. And what America became was the best country in the world, bar none. If you're going to be a conquered person, the best place to be it is in America. If you're going to be an enslaved person and get over that slavery, the best place to do that is in America. In fact, there are places in this world right now where slavery is still practiced, indentured servitude, etc. America, we correct our wrongs. Indians are now they certainly have been set up to be a very strong culture within America. And if the Indians were smart, they would, smarter, I'm not trying to say they're dumb per se, but they would just embrace this culture and move on. And that's what Dr. Yeagley is saying. Now, I get it. Preserve the culture, the Navajo code talkers and all that other stuff. Congratulations, man. Do that. But the best thing you could possibly become is American. That's the best thing you can possibly become in the world. Not Native American, but American, period. So then we were talking about this, and it got me interested in an article written by, Dennis Prager. And he says, what the left touches, it ruins. And I've said this over and over and over. The left ruins everything. The Indians are, if the left left them alone, they would be moguls. All of them. Now, they're starting to do better, but it isn't because of leftism. It's because of capitalism. Not because of anything the left does. Anything that where blacks have made an achievement, it has zero to do with leftism, and it has to do with you as Republicans, conservatives, pragmatists, saying, we're going to really help you. Not what they do. And it doesn't involve government. But anyway, here's what he says. A partial list of damage done by the left and the Democratic Party. The most obvious, and therefore the one more and more Americans can resonate with, is the near destruction of most American universities as places of learning. In the words of Harvard professor Steven Pinker, an atheist and a liberal, outside of natural sciences and a few other disciplines, such as mathematics and business, universities are becoming laughingstocks of intolerance. That's what a Harvard atheist liberal professor said of academia.
If you send your children to a university, you're endangering both their mind and their character. There is a real chance they will be more intolerant and more foolish after college than they were when they entered college. That's a scary thought. And you want to know why? Because you are geared to say, you're going to college, son. You, knowing, I mean, I want you to think for just a second, you as a parent in America listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you know that colleges are cesspools of intolerance, they're bullying, everything wrong with this country is at college. And do you know you wake up every day going, you better get your butt ready for college, buddy. You better study hard so you can go to college. You, college, college, college. And you have just droned it into your children's head that they got to go to college. You know what I said to my kids? You can go to college, but let me tell you something. You better not be buying any of their stuff. You better be the contrary, and you better be able to challenge your professors and be ready to get go at. Now, my kids got their degrees in finance, economics, computer science. They weren't in sociology and things like this. Now, they were exposed to it, but they didn't succumb to it. But it's not that it's tough to do. And my kids were trained to fight mentally and physically. So they were prepared mentally and physically to say, shut up. I don't believe. No. And they also knew that, you know, mom and dad are going to back them 100%. No ifs, ands, or buts. He goes on to say this, when you attend an American university, you are taught to have contempt for America, its founders, to prefer socialism to capitalism, to divide human beings by race and ethnicity. You are taught to shut down those who differ with you, not to debate them. And you are taught to place feelings over reason, which is a guaranteed route to eventual evil. The left has ruined most of the arts. The following three examples are chosen because they're scatological, a favorite form of left-wing artistic expression. Before the left poisoned the arts, art was intended to elevate the viewer or listener. But to the left, elevate is a meaningless term. It is far more at home depicting urine, fecal matter, and menstrual blood. In 2011, a lifelike German sculptor depicting a policewoman squatting and urinating, even the puddle is sculpted. Received an award from a prestigious German foundation, the Leinemann Foundation for Fine Art. Wow, I'll let you just stew on that for just a second. In 2013, the Orange County Museum of Art in California placed a huge 28-foot sculpture of a dog outside the museum where it periodically urinates a yellow fluid onto a museum wall. In 2016, one of the most prestigious art museums in the world, the Guggenheim in New York, featured a pure gold working toilet bowl, which visitors were invited to use. The name of the exhibit? America. So one could literally relieve oneself on America. Why didn't they just put the Statue of Liberty in there as well? You could just pee on her. Thanks to the left, the Philadelphia Orchestra, one of the greatest orchestras in the world, allowed itself to become a voice of leftist hate. Recently, it featured the premiere of Philadelphia Voices, a political rant put to musical garbage, as some musically knowledgeable Philadelphians described it to the author. It says in the fifth movement titled, My House is Full of Black People, the black teen narrator chants the following lines. The country is full of black people, all wanting to be heard, while old white men draw lines on maps to shut all of them up. Later in the movement, he yells, if you would all just effing listen. See, this is where we are. There's nothing uplifting about that. There's nothing to have pride in this country. Nobody wants you to have pride. They don't want you to have white pride. You can have black pride, but you can't have white pride. You can have gay pride, but you can't have not gay or heterosexual pride. We've talked about this. The guy, the city councilman who says, I want to have a heterosexual appreciation month, the same way you just had gay pride month. He wants to have a heterosexual pride month. Oh, my gosh, what are you talking about? How dare you? Say the gays right after the month in which they just had their appreciation month. And you know what? There are a faction of people out there going, well, I kind of get the point. No, I don't get the point of either one. There shouldn't be a gay pride month because who cares? A sexuality pride. Hey, let's have a bestiality pride month. Let's have a non-monogamy pride month. I don't know. Pick your sexual issue, whatever it is, and let's have us a pride month for it. You like having sex with the same sex person, so let's celebrate that. Woohoo! That's something to celebrate. Is it not? Not? I'll answer it for you. There's no art in leftism. There's no sanity in leftism. And we are, I'm just telling you, we are in a war with leftists, and the problem is they're taking over. They are warring with us, defeating us, and we're going, I mean, and you know, the sad part is we're the best warriors in the world, the warriors of virtue, the warriors of truth. There is no more powerful warrior than what we stand for. I will tell you this, I'm a fighter. I have never in my life picked a fight, and I'm a fighter. I could go to war with most people in the world and absolutely come out on top. But I don't pick any fights, never have and never will. But what I will do is I will fight for principle. I do it every day verbally, you know, metaphorically. And I promise you, as God is my witness, if you want to pick a fight with me, I will accept your challenge. And, you know, come what may, I'm not the baddest guy on the planet, but I know I'm in the top percentile. So you want to pick that fight, I'm willing to go to war with you. But I'm not a warlike person. I don't want to go to war, but I'm a warrior for the truth. And when I decide to fight, it is because you picked it, and it is because I'm willing to fight for my virtue. I'm willing to fight for my truth. And you know what? We aren't fighting for our truth. We let these people do this stuff to us. And they guilt trip us on, well, you need to accept this fight because you did this to the Indians. And you did bad things to black people. And you did things to women. And you know who did all those things that they're talking about? Them. Are their ancestors clear? No. They're not fighting for virtue. They're fighting for their own power.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about what the left touches, it poisons, it ruins cities. We talked a while back about San Francisco, and they got poop maps where you can go and where they tracked somebody. I don't know who does this stuff, but they track where humans are defecating and stuff. Talk about needles, hypodermic needles all over the place. You got to be careful where you step. We profile this stuff. In New York City, it's a cesspool over there. I'm going to get more into that later in this particular broadcast. But it's crazy. Iconic cities, places where, you know, tourists should come and go, man, it was an amazing experience. Now you got to, you practically wear a hazmat suit anywhere leftism is. I've told you, anywhere there's a university, you should just think of it as a cancer. That's what it is. New York University, cancer. Chicago University, cancer. You know, Harvard, cancer. The only time you don't have to worry about it necessarily being a cancer if it's a technical college, MIT, Caltech, something like that. Then it's not necessarily a cancer. But they start teaching liberal arts and all this other nonsense, nothing but a social cancer. That's what it is. I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Leftism turns everything into just worthless. It becomes worthless. Leftism has made black culture worthless. Black culture used to be something to be prideful about. It's no longer that. We can't, you know, here would be the story I'd paint for blacks. I'd say, yes, we were sold as slaves in our home countries. Our families, our ancestors lost in the battle, whatever was waging in Africa. And yes, other tribes were enslaving other tribes, and we got sold. How do you think you got sold? Were you the winner? No, the losers got sold. And we came to a new country, and these people who won us and who looked at us as nothing more than cattle did all kinds of abusive things to us, which, by the way, same thing that was happening to us in other tribes. I did my genealogy. I'm like seven different African nations. What do you think happened? You think, you know, there was, oh, yeah, well, let's go meet over with the Tanzanians and the this, that, and the others or whatever. It was, no, it was African tribes taking over a tribe, raping and pillaging, and then they'd get finished with them, and then they'd say, okay, go to this side over here, and they'd sell them to them, and then they'd rape and pillage or do whatever they wanted. And finally they said, you know what, we're sick of them, and they sent us to America, where we were raped and pillaged, or just raped. We didn't have to be pillaged. But we came over here, and the white man finally said, you know what, this is we got to end this. You know, I mean, yeah, it's a gravy train. It seems good at the time, but these are human beings. Somebody looked at us and said, there's civilization here. We can no longer do this. And they stopped. And so when they stopped, we then, I'm talking about during Reconstruction, the 1860s, you know, 1866, 1867, and so on, when they started giving us rights. We, from the 1860-somethings to the present day, just over a century, we finally said, you know what? We can become part of the fabric of this nation that we helped to build, and we built it to be the best nation in the world. It would be a source of pride for black folks. Go read a history book and tell me where you find pride in slavery and the lack of overcoming slavery and overcoming the lack of civil rights by blacks. Doesn't exist. They want us to wallow in it, and they want you as a conservative to wallow in it, and you got nothing to do with it. You were the reason. Pay attention. Sound like my aunt. You were the reason that I sit here now talking to you on the radio, explaining to you that you have no apologies owed to me. None. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing man's inhumanity to man. Thank you for recognizing that Democrats didn't give a crap about black folks. If it was up to Democrats, I would still be somebody's slave, second-class citizen. Subject to the whims of white folks and the whims of men who don't have to care about me at all, who would still look at me with disdain. Thank you, white folks that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, because you get it. Those other clowns, they don't get it. They want me to wallow in my misery. They don't want me to move forward from it. They don't want to show me any growth. They don't want me to feel any source of pride in overcoming all those things. Because you know why? Because we've overcome blacks. We've overcome much more than the average American. Much more. Much more even than the so-called Native American. the Native American, got his land taken from him. He went to war and got his butt whooped. We came over on his land, and get this, people don't even want to tell this story. Indians owned black slaves. How do you think? My great-grandmother was half black, half Navajo. How do you think that happened? You think black people were just going through Indian territory and they went, doody 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 doody, hey, listen, black folks, come in and have some chitlins and some fried chicken. Or you think they enticed us with it? Y'all want some hog maws and some collard greens and they tricked us? No, I don't know the true origins of it, but don't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that my great-grandmother is a product of the rape of a slave, of an Indian chief raping one of his black slaves. White folks don't want to talk about that on the left, do they? But do you think I'm going to be like, oh, man, I'm going to hate the Native American? No, it's just part of my blood now, part of my heritage. It is what it is, and I'm not going to go, oh, these dang Navajos. My grandmother, great-grandmother was Navajo. I'm not going to do that. Stupid Navajos. I can't stand them. It is what it is. And so you move on. They did identically what the white man did, but you don't hear him teaching that. Not at all. You don't even hear them teaching that the Indians own slaves. No, because that would defeat the narrative. I know you guys are saying, God, Kevin, are you going to talk about anything that's up to date? I am talking about up to date stuff. Everything you're facing is based on what I'm talking about right now, for those of you who want to be naysayers. Okay, that was me. Sorry. Let me go on with what Dennis Prager was saying. He says, you know, so everything's been politicized and ruined by the left. And he says, indeed, that's the left's poisoning of everything, the politicization of everything. The left is increasingly poisoning sports. In most football stadiums this past season, one could not attend an NFL game without being subjected to left-wing contempt for America and its flag. So, too, one cannot watch late-night television if one desires to simply be entertained before drifting off to sleep. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, other hosts have changed late-night TV into left-night TV. Why merely being funny when you can... I think he may have screwed up here. When you can use your monologues to advance your left-wing views. The left has poisoned mainstream religion, mainstream Protestantism, non-Orthodox Judaism, and much of the Catholic Church, including and especially Pope Francis, are essentially left-wing advocacy groups with religious symbols. The left is destroying the unique American commitment to free speech. Almost half of incoming college freshmen do not believe in free speech for what they deem hate speech. Merely taking issue with a left-wing position is the left's view considered hate speech. They do not understand that the whole point of free speech is allowing the expression of opposing ideas, including what we consider hate speech. The left has poisoned race relations. America is the least racist, multiracial society in the world. On a daily basis, Americans of every race and ethnicity get along superbly, but the black left and the white left consistently poison the young minds with hate-filled diatribes against whites, white privilege, systematic racism, black dorms, black graduations, lies about the events in Ferguson, Missouri, and the like. The left has made innumerable women unhappy, even depressed with its decades of lying about how female sexual nature and male sexual nature are identical, leading to a hookup culture. Leaves vast numbers of women depressed, and it's indoctrinating generations of young women into believing they're going to be happier through career success than marital success. And in some ways, and the scariest of all, he says, the left is poisoning our children with its commitment to ending male and female distinct categories. One of the great joys of life, celebrating one's sex, is now deemed nothing more than a hateful idea in many of your children's schools. Things like, and I'm going off the thing here, but toxic masculinity, which we're going to be delving into in some of our teachings in the future. He says, if you treasure Western civilization, fighting the left, sometimes all liberals and conservatives need to do this, is the greatest good you can engage in at this time. You better fight for what you want. You better fight. You better hold something near and dear enough to where you're willing to say, that's it. And you roll up your sleeves and say, bring it to
today is a great day to die. That is the warrior code, because one of these days you are going to die, and you're going to either go out as a warrior or you're going to go out as a victim.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.